The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Is she giving you dirty looks?
No, she doesn't even hear me. She's having a talk with Terry from Chicago.
Oh, good, good. Well, can you tell us any interesting events that have happened?
I'm so I can hear you.
Can you tell us any interesting events that have happened at the dinner so far?
Nothing other than Big Fatty's greeting was lovely.
We haven't really gotten a good...
great calm.
We haven't gotten a good description of what he said.
I didn't catch all of it. It was what kind of, wish I could be there with you kind of thing.
Right. Now, did he have his fists up anybody at the time when he recorded that?
What's that?
Did he have his fists up anyone's rectum at the time when he was recording?
It didn't appear to be, but there could have been somebody off camera.
Okay. Puppet shows.
Yeah. We didn't see both his hands at the same time, so I don't know.
Okay, great. Well,
so that's the only report I have.
Well, that sucks, Pat. Come on, we want some juicy details.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Come on, we want some juicy details.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2703 of the BFO for Wednesday the 6th of June 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Oh, Big Fatty, Squeaky Kitty is back. Oh, we miss you, Squeaky Kitty.
Hi, hello.
Bucket-it-uppers.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Yo, you fucker-uppers, because all of a sudden I can't talk. You talk for a second.
I told you that you were getting sick because you would... All the last day at Disneyland.
Right. No, Disney World. Or Disneyland. Grantland World, they're all the same. Yeah. Hi, everyone. Dr. Stone, we are back here in the villa. And y'all, I wanted to get... y'all, that's those Parmesan crisp. Y'all have eaten so many of them. I'm vomiting Italian Parmesan
feet.
It's feet. I'm vomiting feet. Hey, Volga! By the way, y'all, Squeaky Kitty was very happy to see us arrive and very pissed off also. Y'all, I wanted to get finished telling you about the Good Days trip, and we've pre-recorded one more little show while before Dr. Stone hops on the aerial plano to head back to does the new house have a name?
I don't think so. No.
Okay, it's just, not the Hacienda.
No.
Okay, it's just the
just Stompers and Freeze.
Maybe y'all can call into Dr. Stone's little show and give your guess or your suggestion. Oh, Big Fatty, he doesn't have a little show. Oh, that's right. Well, call into Vera's show and Big Fatty, she's done.
Me.
Do what?
She's copying me by getting
rid
of her shows.
She is. Trademark Dr. Stone. You can call into Lotzel.
There you go. I don't remember the number. Well, I remember the
something.
lifeonthe shitlist@gmail.com.
Right, there you go. Or what is your e-letter address?
I don't give out that anymore.
Oh, okay. Are you on the Twitty?
I am on the Twitty as at Wes Stone.
Okay, so y'all send him your suggestions over there on the Twitty. Yes, Big Fatty. Where did we get up to? We talked about Saturday, didn't we?
I don't remember. I guess we did.
Oh, we did, but it was before we went to supper.
Right.
at the Contemporary Motel. Okay. Y'all, it was quite fancy. Quite fancy.
Very fancy.
Why don't you offer your observations of our dinner? Y'all, we were at the California Grill on the top of the Contemporary Motel. Yes. And Dr. Stone, I'll let you take it from there.
Well, observation is the key word there, because when you walk into this place, there it's all mostly glass there. And we had got seated at this table that was right in front of the observing area of the fireworks that were going to start a half an hour after we got there. So,
and we arrived early, y'all, and it's a good thing, because our reservation was for 9:30 p.m. in the evening. We got there about 8:45 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, we were seated immediately.
Yeah, they were waiting for us.
I guess. And so we got to watch the new Happily Ever After fireworks while our cocktails arrived and right before our appetizers arrived.
Right.
What did you think of the fireworks show?
It was a good show. It felt like we were right at the same level as the fireworks, so we were kind of
rocketing
up there. Yeah, it was good.
And you know, you miss out on some of the projections and all that they have on the castle, but still, the fireworks were fantastic.
And they played the music throughout the restaurant, so we could hear it in time.
And dim the lights and everything. Mm-hmm. They've really worked it out well. I thought it was quite good. Now, y'all, Dr. Stone made unbelievable declaration.
Yes.
After his meal. What did you have for your appetizer at that meal?
I had the filet.
What did you have for an appetizer?
Oh, gosh. I know I had the soup, the corn soup.
Oh, it was, right.
The corn soup with the plantain and the crab meat.
Corn and crab soup with a plantain, which, y'all, it sounds weird, but it was absolutely perfect. It is a perfect pairing.
Yeah, the plantain was flat, very flat, thin, and fried, so it was very crispy.
Very crispy, and it was delicious.
Yes.
And plus, you had that added benefit of cone.
Cone, which is Mother Nature's GPS.
Right. By the way, how's that going for you?
Well, it's all gone.
Oh! Y'all, Dr. Stone, we're recording this on Monday. Y'all, Dr. Stone, would you like to reveal give a colon report?
Okay, well, I think the last episode that people had listened to, or at least the ones we listened to on the drive home here.
Right.
There was the colon report was whop whop,
but then
the very next day we were walking,
which they will have heard that by now, but right. they don't know the results of that.
Yeah, this is the first time we're talking about it. So we walked down to the coffee station at the resort there.
Well, you walked down.
I walked down to get a cup of coffee first while you were in the shower,
right?
And then we had enough time to go get a second cup, so we walked back. And in that time, that's when things started to get loose.
Y'all, I thought he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and his dance was going to be the Quick Step. Right. So, y'all, he did the Quick Step back up to the room, and y'all, it wasn't a full release.
It was a good day's release.
It was three days back up.
But
satisfactory.
It was a one-day release.
Okay. Yeah. And then on our checkout day, prior to checking out,
there was another one-day release.
Right. And, y'all, then we arrived here at the villa and...
another release.
Y'all, two in one day. This is unheard of for a home pooper.
It's like a double yolk.
Yeah, a double yolk.
Like an egg that has a double yolk in it.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. And how is that related? Oh, just
two in one day, you know.
And they come out of an ass, a chicken's ass, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, y'all, this weekend he was chicken compared to the rest of us. So that's he was the chicken's ass.
Very vulgar.
But anyway. So, and your meal, you had the cone chowder, and then for your entree,
I had the filet with mashed potatoes and asparagus.
Uh huh. Did you just out of? I'm asking for a friend named Toppy. Did your pee stink?
It did not.
Really?
Really? I didn't eat all the asparagus, but it did not stink.
Okay. Did you mind putting something with a long shaft and a tip on the end of it into your mouth?
I did not.
Okay.
Even though it was green.
Oh, okay. We might want to get that looked into. But anyway, so tell us about your meal.
The filet was phenomenal. It was probably the best I've ever had, the most tender filet ever.
Y'all, this is in his entire life.
Yes, in my entire life.
Y'all, I was slayed by this.
You should have tried it, but
well,
you didn't want to.
I had the poke two ways. I had the poke tenderloin, and it came with the poke belly.
Mm.
And the pork belly was absolutely melt in your mouth delicious. I mean, it was fantastic. I had the soup also. Granny had some sort of spaghetti mussels. With crab.
Oh, okay.
And then he had mussels for his appetizer. And Digger and T. Wiggles, I think, had the fillets also.
Right, yes.
So, anyway, but y'all, it was a lovely evening.
Right. It was great. It was a fattening, bloating...
Right.
Delight.
Right. And, y'all, then we got up Sunday, and we were off to the Epcot. And got over there, and we had a fast pass for the soaring mm-hmm. around the world. But y'all, we were a little early for that, so we were gonna ride the land. And y'all, it was having some sort of testicle problem, so we ran over to the Journey into Imagination. Y'all, we were the only people in the whole building. Imagination. We had to imagine other people being there.
Oh,
okay.
I certainly didn't. I enjoyed no people being there.
Right, exactly. And the other thing, we came back and did we do the land before the soul ring? We did that. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We got stuck
on that ride too.
Yeah, we got stuck. But y'all, we had a little trivia. Disney trivia on there. Can you remember any of those Disney trivia questions for our Disney aficionados out there?
I remember two of the questions.
All right.
Maybe you remember the third one.
Okay.
The first one was, how many bricks are there in Cinderella's castle?
And Big Fatty got this one right, y'all.
You knew. That's what
yes. You we'll save the answers to the end of the little show. Okay. And what was the next one?
How tall was the Everest
mountain? How tall is the Everest mountain?
Yep.
In the Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
And
what was the third one?
There was one that was like, what was Cinderella's last name?
Yeah.
Which I don't remember.
I remember it.
Okay. So we'll give you those answers at the end of the little show if Dr. Stone can remember that we've got to give you the answers. So did that. And then we did the spaceship Earth.
Yes.
And
we did not vomit. Although the vomit bags were present on the ride.
Yes, the Vomitron now contains vomit bags, although we didn't vomit. I felt a little queasy, but not too bad.
I didn't feel queasy as so much as like it was difficult to focus when they were blasting off.
Yes.
You get that disorientation.
Yes. And then after that, we headed over. We jumped the wall, so to speak, and went over to... Mexico, right? And y'all, there we ran into Stevie B and his entourage. It was Cheryl and Denny and Stevie B has a new bow on his arm.
I saw, yes.
And of course, Denny had his husband there, mm-hmm. and y'all, it was just nice catching up with them for a little bit. And we rode the Mexican It's a Small World. Okay. It's a Small Mexican World.
Okay.
Y'all, then we were heading over, walked past the Norway where that ice princess is. Mm. And then all of a sudden, up on Big Fatty's heels, y'all, guess who showed up?
Can I guess?
Yeah, go. Would you like to guess?
Sure.
This person over here to the left.
Was it Rodan and Gambit?
It was Rodan and Rodam.
Rodammit.
Rodammit. That's the new name of Rodan and Gambit. It's Rodammit. And y'all, we chatted with them. They were walking over to Germany, Mexico.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe they were looking for that Michael in Stuttgart. I didn't see Michael in Stuttgart.
No.
But they did find Dr. Weatherly, Dr. Werther over there. Right.
And we got some caramel treats.
Right. What kind of caramel treat did you get?
Well, on the recommendation of Daniel Brewer, I got the salted caramel cupcake, which is... chocolate cupcake.
Right, and would you like to give us a recommendation on that, or
it was good. It was extremely sweet.
It was, y'all.
We took a bite and then threw it away.
we all took a bite, and it was like, whoa, you know, your left foot fell off from the diabetes. y'all, then we went over to the Italian Mussolini spaghetti, and we had pizza pie, and sangria. We had a couple of pitchers of sangria, and y'all, Big Fatty was feeling no pain, let me just say. And y'all, after that, we decided we needed to have a little nip-a-nap.
Right.
So we went back to the motel. Dr. Stone passed out for a couple of hours, and Big Fatty slept some. I'm not sure I slept as much as Dr. Stone, but y'all, then we went back for...
Well, we were famished. We went back
for more food. Well, we were famished. It had been 3 hours since we had eaten. So we went back to the home of the turnip head and the urban guy T.O. and the Faye driver and the number one fan of the BFO for 2018.
Oh, who was that?
Mr. Mike.
Oh, Mr. Mike.
Yes. Okay. And others. Radish Head and Dale in Vancouver and whoever. Who knows who else? Mr. Anderson. Y'all, we went to the Le Cellier Steakhouse, and tell us about our experience there.
Well, we had a delightful waiter by the name of William, who could have been Urban Guy T.O. with hair and glasses.
Yes, and he sounded like him.
He sounded like him. He laughed like him.
And he was quite handsome.
He was.
He's quite the looker.
And charmer, too.
Yeah. Didn't get any extra tip out of us, but anyway, or any kind of tip.
Yes.
Freddy, you made it vulgar. And
but the meal was good.
You had the salmon. Did it swim upstream on you?
It did not swim upstream. Okay. I'm assuming it swam out just this afternoon.
Oh, right. But you did have the very binding cheese soup.
The cheese soup was excellent.
Right.
Nice and spicy. And I kind of want to make cheese soup.
Y'all, you can get that recipe online. Just go to the www.cheesesoup. You can get it online, though. And then, y'all, when we walked out, the park closed after the show at 9 o'clock. Y'all, we got out about 10 after 10 or 10:15 or something
like that?
Maybe
even later, yeah.
Okay, y'all, we were like the only people in all of Epcot. And it was delightful.
It was.
It was quiet, and all the music and fountains were still going and everything.
The heat was gone from the day.
Yeah, and it was just delightful, and we returned to the...
We had to make our goodbyes.
Yeah, we had our goodbyes.
Digger and T-Wiggles.
Right, because they were flying out at the ass crack of dawn on Monday, and... then we had a nice drive back to Charleston. Durwood, bravo to Durwood on doing all the driving. But it went very smoothly. There were no incidents.
Right.
You were in the back seat with Granny. Is there anything we need to know about that?
No, she kept her hands to herself the entire way home.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's probably those restraints you had on him that that probably helped.
That helped.
anyway, and we've listened to the old gals. Last regular show was a little tearjerker, wasn't
it? Right. We still have the Gucci-palooza to get through.
Yes, we haven't heard it yet, but we'll get through it. But and then Dr. Stone is leaving Charleston midday on 2. I say, yeah, got you. All right, we got to give the answers to the questions. How many bricks are in Cinderella's castle?
0, because it's made out of fiberglass and concrete.
Right. How tall is Everest?
199 feet, because if it was 1 foot taller, they'd have to put a light on it.
A red light from the FAA on top of it. And the third is Cinderella's last name.
Tremaine.
Tremaine, yes. Which I
guess through marriage somehow.
Anyway.
To the stepfather.
Well, Dr. Stone, it's been a delight having you here for
Thank
a few
you.
Days
Thank
and
it,
and unfortunately never again
never
right?
again never
right?
again
okay and y'all at the beginning of today's little show you heard Dr. Stone and that Pat Geick rhymes with Dyke and Dr. Stone, anything else you want to hear about our trip?
Come on, we want some juicy details.
Oh, we'll give you the juicy details after the Horror Hotel weekend. Big
you can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number
at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.